Coach, we got another play-action shot to Vernon Davis in the middle of the field, and I think you and I went through this a couple weeks ago, so I know if I get bubble from Ryan Grant, don't believe it when Kirk looks at it. Vernon Davis is going to come down here in the middle on a high cross route. This is hard to cover, isn't it?
It is. We try to hold the play-action a little bit with Chris Thompson, just throw a little bait out there, maybe hold a linebacker, just take a false step. We still want to take this go shot to Josh Doctson or Terrell Pryor, whoever it is, and if all drops back, we'll hit Ryan Grant for a gain of 7 or 8, no problem. If they cover both of them, then Kirk's going to reset and find Vernon on the high cross and work to Josh on the outside and finish on Chris Thompson. This is a pure progression-based throw. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All 5 of them are great eligibles. And he's actually gotten all 5. He hit Samaje Perine for a touchdown a couple weeks ago in the red zone. We missed the post-op against Philadelphia week 1. We've hit this 4 or 5 times. We have not thrown that yet. We've hit this twice.
What tells him, other than Richard Sherman, not to throw this? Because you got safety going back to the middle of the field. What is his?
I think the demeanor of Richard. Richard bails out of there pretty good and has a great eye track. He's got a great ball. Very similar. He and Josh Norman are very similar corners. They're both very good, but they play with great vision on that quarterback and always put themselves somehow in great position, even though it doesn't look like it, but he's in great position, so I wouldn't throw that either.
I like Vernon's subtleness here on this route. Just push it vertical, give a little bit of a stick. He's got some savviness to him, and now one of my favorite things is watching you watch Vernon run after the catch.
Yeah, let's pull my hair out. Just go that way. I love Vernon, but sometimes he is the worst runner after the catch I've ever seen, bless his heart. He runs into people. I mean, catch the ball and go this way. He runs a 4.240 still, and he's always looking to get hit. But he is awesome. I love him.
He's a better runner.
I mess with him all the time.
He's a better runner after the catch than we have 2 blockers after the catch.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do. He's 40 yards away.
All right.
Okay.